Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're so needy of you. Lord, we long for you. Just ask, Father, you would come and quiet us down, Lord. Settle our hearts down. Father, you would forgive us of all sin and iniquity. Separate us from the cares and the worries and the weights of this world, Lord. Just, Lord, breathe upon your people. This is my prayer, Lord. Capture every heart. Bring each one into a place alone with you. Place of quiet, place of fellowship and communion, Lord. That's what we're longing for tonight, Lord. Grant it by your grace, Lord. We could have an audience with you. Lord, we're desperate. We're hungry. We need you, Lord. In this hour, Lord, that we're living, Lord, it's too late just to go through motions and come to church and Lord, we need you. Search every heart. Touch every heart. I pray, Lord, for your people, Lord, that you would move amongst each one, Lord, that you would greatly be lifted up and exalted, Lord. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Grant it, we pray, Lord. There's no ability in any man, there's no goodness in any man, Lord. We're counting on you to do it all tonight, Lord. Even as no man was found worthy to even to take the book or to even look thereon, Lord, but the Lamb was worthy. We invite him tonight. Break open the word once more. Grant it, Lord, we ask. In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you, musicians. Just want to greet everybody online. And everybody here, it sure is good to be here, see everybody. It's a blessing. It's just, I thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness. And I don't know, every time we can gather, every time we can be together, it's wonderful. So, move it up. Better? Okay, thank you. Appreciate everybody. Thank you so much, Nate, Philip, Greg, all the troubleshooting and testing. I think that's still ongoing, right? Did we figure out the baby room thing yet? No. Okay. Bummer. All right, let's stand. Let's open up with some scriptures as we get started tonight. Sure pleased, sure blessed to have our firstborn with us tonight. Wow.
Amen.
What a treat. All right, let's start with Revelation chapter 3, please. And just verse 20, there it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Amen. You can be seated. Just think of that tonight, that desire, the longing that he has, you know, how much. Oh, my goodness. What is our longing? What is our desire? What is our expectation to feed and to partake in part of him? How much greater is his longing, his desire for communion with us, to feed and to fellowship with us? And let's move on now to another scripture that I really kind of is my cornerstone here tonight. Just 1 Kings chapter 19. And we'll just read the first few verses there. Verse 1, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God." Just want to meditate on those words. Arise and eat. Think of that. What a scene. What a picture that is. God's prophet fleeing for his life, afraid. He must have been so down, so discouraged. He felt alone. He felt, you know, he was afraid, all these different things, and so weary, so exhausted. You could say the politics of that day didn't look so good. Spiritually, maybe in his eyes, it didn't look so good. And he was exhausted. He was weary. All he could do was sleep. Think of that. And the angel had to come and touch him, say, Arise, eat. The journey's too good or too great for you. But listen, I think that's so encouraging. The Lord's watching out for us, watching out for his servant, stirring him up, touching him and saying, Arise, eat. I have more for you. Keep going. Keep moving. I have more for you, but you've got to eat. That's my heart tonight. Lord, help us. I think sometimes we get discouraged. We get busy. We get down. We get tired. Maybe we're in that state. Maybe laying down, we've reclined, we're resting. Does the angel of the Lord need to come and stir our hearts, say, Arise, eat. I've got more for you. I have more. He does. He's got so much more for us. The journey is great. You need strength. Come, feast on me, partake of me. It's so simple. You know, that we should be told sometimes you have to eat. But we forget. Yeah. And spiritually speaking, sometimes we're too busy. We're too encumbered maybe with cares of this world. But this is a feast before us. God has more for his people. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. We've got to keep moving. But we need the strength. We must partake of this food that's been given to us in this day. Brother Branham here, this just fits right in. He says in the message, God keeps his word. He says, you know, the Holy Spirit feeds on the word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now listen, he says, that's what's the matter. One of the things today that makes the church in its anemic condition, because it doesn't take time to feed on the word. The church is hungry. Oh, Lord, help us. He says, if I was a doctor and a great big stout looking man come to me and said, sir, I'm sick. I'd say, what is your symptoms? He said, I'm so weak, I can hardly pick my hands up. Anybody feel like that at times? A little discouraged, a little bit down. He said, well, I would ask him a few physical conditions. Yes, that's all right. I said, well, sir, have you been eating regular? He said, oh, he'd say, I eat a half a cracker the day before yesterday. Well, I'd say, you're just hungry. You just need strength. You need to eat.
Right.
That's what's the matter with the church. Just read a scripture, one little verse on Sunday morning. We ought to have our head in the word every minute we have to spare.
Where is
that? This is the message. God keeps his word. He says that's what's the matter of the church. We ought to have our head in this, his word every minute we have to spare, and take a lot of times, lay something else aside to read the word. There we go. We get so many things get in the way. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Oh God, touch us. Stir up our hearts to await, rise up and eat. Feast on him. A table is spread. Everything that we have need of is here. It's before us. But you've got to eat. You've got to partake of it. Rise and eat, church. Rise and eat. Partake of him. That's what we're called to. If you're discouraged, rise and eat. If you feel that don't feel like going on, rise and eat. If you think you're alone, rise and eat. If you think God's done with you, he's not. Rise and eat. Keep going. Eat to continue. Eat to overcome. Eat to grow. Partake of him. Feast on him. He has more for each one of you. And I can't help but think, just as we're thinking of this and moving on, pressing on, I can't help but remember Hebrews chapter 6 says, let us go on.
Yeah.
Let us go on to perfection. Unto perfection. He's got more for us. We've got to keep moving, keep walking. We cannot stop. Ephesians 3 tells us that we're going to be filled with all the fullness of God. That's how far he's taking us. That's what he's doing. But again, we've got to, again in Hebrews, lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race set before us. Don't neglect this. Don't neglect this. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. Let's turn to that for a minute. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 1 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things. Oh, Lord, help us. Give more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Neglect, that word, the meaning there, to not give its fitting care and attention, not giving it its fitting place. That's what it is, to neglect these things. Oh, Lord, help us. I think of in 1 Corinthians 10, he's talking about the children of Israel and They went out to eat and drink and to play, and he says they were idolaters. Remember how Brother Branham talks about that? He says they were idolaters. They were idle. They stopped. Brothers and sisters, keep moving. Keep pressing on. Remember Lot's wife. She was looking back. Don't look back. Look forward. Keep pressing forward. Amen. Brother Branham here in the message, what hearest thou, Elijah? He's talking about this. It's beautiful. That passage we just read in 1 Kings earlier. He said he was tired and weary, but God cared for his prophet. I think the lovely kindness that God showed to Elijah when he took him out under that tree and he left his own, he went out over his own province into another province. There he left his servant, then run out into the jungle, way out into the wilderness to an appointed place. I believe that juniper tree was put in the ground there for that very purpose.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? God watches out for us. Yeah. Now God laid him down under the juniper tree and put him to sleep so he could rest a while. And he knew he was hungry. He woke him up. An angel touched him. My, and there it was, some cakes baked and laying on the coals, and he ate the cakes and went back to sleep again. He must have been really tired. That revival and the miracles that he performed, the supernatural upon him, he was wore out. But the angel let him sleep a little while, then woke him up and said, eat some more because the journey is very hard. Now listen to this. He says, oh, how we need in this journey that we're in right now to find a place of rest and to feast on the Word of God. Stir our hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, how we need to find a place to rest and to feast on the Word of God so that it'll give us strength. Night after night, go to the room. Listen to this. He says, and rest and come back the next morning fresh and eat more. Listen, for there's a great journey and a great battle ahead for the church. That sound?
Yeah.
He says, I believe we've been children long enough. God's going to turn his church into manhood now. And we've played and frolicked as children, but now we're going to have to put away childish things and take on manhood. Lord, help us. There's a great journey and a great battle ahead for the church. Rise and eat. Rise and eat. You need it. You're going to need strength for the way, the journey ahead. It's hard. Oh, Lord, we've been visited, you could say, just to draw from that beautiful picture. I think, oh, Lord, that he would touch us again. Stir us up. Cause us to eat and to feast on him. We've been visited by an angel in this day. There's a journey ahead of us, but we've got to eat. We've got to feast on him. There is no alternate. There is no substitute for that, that individual communion with him. Turn with me to Isaiah 55. Let's just go through some scriptures, some more on this thought here. We know these, but you know, they're beautiful and they get more precious all the time. Isaiah 55 and verse 1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. And eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Amen.
Incline your ear, come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Oh, how beautiful is our Lord, how wonderful. Do you see his heart opened up, inviting us, calling us, saying, come feast, come partake. Even as that beautiful quote that we know where Brother Branham talks about, that invitation to come and be partakers of all that I am. What other age has known that invitation? Come, partake of all that I am. Psalm 81. Raise your hand if you know this one by heart. I should have said the verse. I suppose that would help. But I just, again, the desire of our Lord to fill and to feed and to satisfy, to commune with us. Psalm 81. And verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. Is your mouth open wide? Isn't he beautiful? He says, open wide. He said, I'm not going to give you a little morsel. I'm just going to tease you with a little taste. No, open wide. I have a lot for you. I more than you're able to receive. It's how much he wants to give us. You know, you think of the beautiful picture of our Lord with communion, breaking bread, saying, take, eat. This is my body. Take and eat. That's what he says to us each and every day. Come, take, eat. Let's turn there. John chapter 6. And verse 48, there's this whole chapter we could read really, but we'll go into verse 48. It says, and I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I give, that I will give, is my flesh, which I will give for the life of this of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Amen. It's not an option. There's no other substitute for that. Communion, that partaking of him. Brother Ram said in the message again, thirsting for life, he says, I wish to read just some of from the Bible. He says, I love reading of the Word. You know, the Holy Spirit feeds on the Word. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you just take it each day, listen to this, not as a routine, but just to, make it that your heart just craves for it. Oh, Lord, help us. Any one of us, every one of us, we can fall in so easily into our personal, individual patterns and things. Shake those things off. He says, just read that again. He said, but just to make it that your heart just craves for it. Just to settle down, set down each day and read so much out of the Bible, you'd be surprised. He says what it'll do for your spiritual growth. It certainly will. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Do you love him? Think of as even as we've been going over in Exodus 12, right? The lamb, that blood was for a token. They spread it over the doorpost, and that was their escape, you could say, that atonement, but they had to eat the lamb. We've got an atonement, but there's more than just escaping judgment. There's a communion. There's a partaking, becoming one with him, feasting on him. Again, just some more quotes here. Brother Branham says in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He said, help us, Lord, this morning. Oh, my. Talk about a feast. He says, may the Holy Spirit, he says, as we read the word, may the Holy Spirit reveal it to us that the church might be fully established in the faith that was once delivered to the saints to hold them. He says, and may, as you give me the vision some 2 years ago to store up the food, find healthy looking vegetables that I saw in the vision being stored here in this tabernacle. May we today receive a whole barrel full. He says, now listen. He says that it might reveal Jesus Christ to us in the hour that we live in. Here we go. He says to give us sustaining strength, spiritual strength for the task lies ahead. He knows what's coming, brothers and sisters. We don't. We don't know how this is going to play out. We know, we believe we're getting close to that finish line. But there's one thing we can do. He's given us food and we've got to eat. We've got to feast. Arise and eat, church. Arise and eat. Turneth me to Ruth. just that one verse here that I love. My mind's going, oh goodness. Ruth. Let me. Don't do it this way. Yeah, verse 1, I'm sorry. Ruth chapter 1. And we're just going to, well, I guess we'll see. We'll just read verse 6. You guys, we know the story here, but this wording here has always blessed me. It's so beautiful. Ruth 1, verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law, speaking of Naomi, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that God had visited his people in giving them bread. Visitation, bread. His presence in this age. He's given us bread to feast on, bread to partake in. He is that bread. He says, come feast, come partake. Amen. This is in the Message Communion. He says, well, that's many times what we do in the spiritual realm. You see, we've got to commune with Christ. He says, see, we've got to commune with him each day. We've got to settle it with him each day. He says, Paul said, I die each day. See, each day I die, yet I live. Not me, but Christ lives in me. So if your spiritual body needs food each day and drink each day to survive, your spiritual body needs spiritual food and communion with the Lord each day to survive. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So each day we've got to study the Bible. Some people doesn't study it at all. Some picks it up every two or three times a year, but a real believer that really spiritually built up, he reads the Bible every day and talks to the Lord. That's right. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He says, now another thing we've got to take food for is to build up our body to resist diseases, vitamins, nutrition, strength. He says, if you don't take food and let your body get weak, then it's subject to diseases. Oh, Lord, help us examine ourselves tonight. Diseases will break right into your bloodstream, and here you're gone. If your blood isn't rich and pure, well, then diseases will grow right into your bloodstream. So you've got to eat good, nourishing food to keep your bloodstream right. See that circulation, the importance of that circulation in the blood there, the food doing that, giving us that nutrition. He says, if you don't, you're allergic to diseases. He says that's what's the matter with a lot of Christians. Oh my Lord, help us. What's our diet tonight? What are we feasting on? What are we giving our time and attention to? Where are our affections? Lord, stir up our hearts again, I pray. Rise and eat. I just love that picture. Elijah. The journey's great. You have to eat. You have get up. Wake up. Eat. Partake. You need it. You're going to need it more. I think of Ezekiel, John, how they were both told, eat that book, take that book, take it in, eat it. You've got to become one with it. It must be taken in and consumed, processed, to become one with you. It's supposed to be consumed, digested, and in there come to life in us that we might become one with it. Think of, again, a mother expecting. She's got a life inside of her. She's got cravings. She's got things she needs. I need cantaloupe. I want this. I want that. There's that life drawing. Brothers and sisters, there's that life inside of us to be coming forth expecting. We must feed that life inside of us. There's going to be a delivery. There's going to be deliverance one day soon. But we must feed. We must feed that life inside of us. Amen. This is a message from the message, God's power to transform. He says, the word has come to pass. It's God's word planted in your heart. If you want to go in it, ooh, listen to that. He says, it's God's word planted in your heart if you want to go in a rapture. There it is. Take that in. Feast on it. Feed on it. If you want to be Christians genuine, place this word. He says, as I believe it was Ezekiel, God said, take that scroll and eat it up. And the prophet and the word would become the same. And every promise in there has to manifest itself. Amen. Because God's original seed. He says, don't you let some educated theologian out here try to pump it out of you. Don't let him spray you with carnal science and knowledge and education. Believe God. Take his word. Take it in. Feast on it. Become one with it. Arise and eat. Church. All right, let's keep going. Just another one here. In Acts, just a similar thought, a little different, but Acts chapter 27. And we'll just capture part of this story of the shipwreck, but stuck with me recently. And Paul, it'd be quite beautiful. We know kind of how this goes, but I'm going to jump in here and get a couple of the verses here. Let's go into verse 30. We'll just do 33. Bear with me, because we're just going to get a part of this here. Verse 33 says, and while the day was coming, so they're drifting, It's pretty bad. It looks pretty bad. Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this is the 14th day. Think about that. The 14th day, you've tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. So everybody's in turmoil. The ship, it's quite a scene there. I think we know the picture there, but they're fasting, and he's encouraging them, eat. You're going to need it. He says, verse 34, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from your head of any of you. And we had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they all also took some meat. And then further on, we know how the ship, they basically escape, there's a shipwreck, and they swim to shore. But again, I think what a picture here of us. He's saying, you know, you're weak, you need to eat, you're going to, listen, don't be afraid. Not a hair is going to fall from your head. I think what a picture for us. You're going to be fine. You are going to be safe. Don't be afraid. Now, the ship's going to sink. All worldly systems are going to fail. Period. The ship is going to sink. But you're going to be fine. But you know what? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. Eat. You need to eat. You need the strength for what's coming. Eat. Partake. Rise and eat. Brothers and sisters, rise and eat. From the Message, thirst. He says, so therefore, no matter what a church would say, what anyone else would say, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you become part of the Bible. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. He says, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you become part of the Bible. He says, God told Ezekiel, he told the prophet, take the scroll and eat it. And the prophet and the scroll become part of each other. He says, that's the believer when he receives the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. And the Spirit of God is the Word of God. Ooh, beautiful. He says, my words are spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he says, when you are part of the Word, oh, let something come up contrary to that Word. There's a little buzzer sets off right quick. See, to warn you that death is in the road. We should never do that. But again, he's likening, looking at that beautiful example there of Ezekiel, God telling Ezekiel, take the scroll, take it and eat. This is my body broken for you, take and eat. Communion, the type that we know so well, take and eat. We've got to, brothers and sisters, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. You have no life in you. How many of us, sometimes again, we've such a simple cure, but we've got to eat. Maybe again, maybe you're discouraged, maybe you're down, maybe you're afraid. We could We could look all around us and find lots of causes for discouragement. Maybe we've lost our energy and our motivation. Awake, rise up, church, eat, partake, feast on this. We have so much that we're called to, so much that's here before us, so much that has been opened up, and He's inviting us daily. Come, partake of me. Again, how much greater is His desire to sup with us? If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will sup with him and he with me. He's longing, desiring that communion, that fellowship. Oh, Lord, help us arise and eat. Church, the journey is too strong, great for you. You need strength. Take and eat. Just another scripture here. You don't have to turn there, but I love this. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all," each one of you, every day, communion, partaking, feasting on Him. Whatever you have need of, it all lies here in Him, in His Word. Again, keep eating, keep moving forward. As we read earlier, let us go on. How far? All the way. Let us go on to perfection. That's how far He's taking us. We've got to keep moving. We've got to keep walking. Today, if you will hear His voice, each day, listening, feasting on Him. Amen. Eat to continue. You need strength to keep going. Eat to overcome. Eat to grow. Eat, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just a small, simple little message here, but Lord, we ask that you would bless it. You would multiply it in the hearts of your people, Lord. And truly, I just raise my hand. I step right up first, Lord. I need this, Lord. Help me. Help each one of us, Lord. Stir up our hearts, Lord. In this hour, we to continue, Lord, just to feast on you, Lord. Oh, Father, revive our hunger, our passion for you, our understanding, Lord, of what lies here before us each day. This great feast that you've called us to partake of and to feast on you. Lord, touch our hearts, I pray. Be glorified, and may we be like, oh Lord, even as David, who said, "Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. Oh God, let it be in us." I pray this would be our delight. Even as we read of the prophet, they're talking of that craving, just craving your word. Not just reading it, but just longing for it, desiring it. Lord, grant that. Do that work in us, Father. If we're fallen asleep, if we're weary, discouraged, Father, stir up your people. Cause them to rise up and to partake of you, Lord, to keep moving forward, I pray. Grant it, Lord, we ask. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We have just musicians, whoever can, come on forward. We'll just worship the Lord for a moment here. Just thinking of that song in the inserts, "You are the air I breathe." This is the air. 49. Okay, thank you. Have you helped me out here?
"You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. daily bread. You are my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
Sing it again.
You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. You are my daily bread. You are my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
Amen. Don't you love those words? But isn't that the truth, brothers and sisters? We're so, so needy of Him. He is our daily bread. Oh, Lord, again, would you stir up our hearts to partake, to feast on Him, to delight in Him. Amen. Anybody else have a song or a prayer request or a need, anything tonight before we close? 50? Yes, amen. It's 50. I don't know if I know this one. Oh, you're thinking of it, maybe the other. No, that's okay. That's fine. 42? All right. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Let's just stand with me, please.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve all glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Let's just sing it one more time. Exalt him and lift him up.
You deserve the glory.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Let's just continue to worship him for a little bit. Can we turn to, I think, number 35, blessing and honor. Sing it once more.
Blessing and honor. And wisdom and strength.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Blessing and honor.
Heavenly Father, we just Lord, we love to praise you. Love to exalt you. Love to bless your name. Lord, we just adore you tonight. Pray that you alone would be lifted up. Glorified, sanctified, exalted in every heart. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We turn in another song here before we close. In the Only Believe, well, we can keep going as long as it's cool. Keep praising Him all night long. 332 in the Only Believe. I exalt thee. I guess just the chorus there. I exalt thee. Song or a 43 in the handouts. Isaiah, your name. Amen. That's so fitting, so beautiful. Amen. I just want to be where you are. Yes, Lord. I just want to be where you to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place. Place where you are. I just want to be with you. Make love to Him. Want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table. Surrounded by your glory.
want to be. I just want to be with you.
Amen. May he just renew our hearts tonight, that that's just all we desire, all that we long for, is to be with him, to feast on his word and to partake of him. Isaiah, did you have one too? 10 in the handout. Amen. Yes, Lord. I give you all the honor and praise that's due your name. For you are the King of glory, the Creator. Speak to him quietly in your heart, your own way. Your words, tell him how much you love him. praise you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Father, we just so thankful for you, so thankful for all that you are, all that you've done for us, Lord. Truly, you are the air we breathe, Lord. Your grace, your mercy is so great. Lord, thank you for opening our eyes and drawing us to yourself. Thank you for the hunger that you place in our hearts for you, Lord. Thank you for the will, the desire to surrender and to yield, Lord. All these things you work in us, both to do will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, all eyes are upon you. It's all you. You're beautiful, Lord. Renew the love affair, Lord, between you and your people. Grant it, we pray. Give you all praise, all glory, all honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless you.